2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Wow, it is Wednesday already, folks. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be Mui. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be one of my partners against crime, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. I get the emails, friends. This is your radio program. 53 countries are listening to you. I don't want debaters. I want doers. Bringing forth resolve. That is what we are called to do, patriots, conservatives, Christians, which are all one and the same. 1-877-807-9977. Don't be afraid of calling. I'm not going to bite your head off. Jake might, but he's not here. You don't have to worry about him biting your head off. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. True that. Accept the Christ. And follow me as I follow Christ. You know, one of the things going on right now in the state of Minnesota is there's a whole lot of talk about this homosexual marriage issue. Of course, not from the common man and not from the citizen in the state of Minnesota, but it's coming from the radicals and state-run media trying to blow it out there in the wind like, you know, these poor homosexuals, they need to have their rights too. As a matter of fact, they just had the LGBT just came out with a little promo. I noticed it on Facebook. Stop Michelle Bachmann from attacking the LGBT. When in fact, the LGBT is the ones that are attacking Michelle Bachmann. This is nothing new. This is the very definition, the very pith and marrow, the very exhibition of totalitarianism. You're seeing the definition of it, friends. Remember, these are the people that want you to believe that snow is black. Remember, these are the people that pull your hair, they smack your face, they attack your children. like Dan Savage did a couple months back in Oregon. And then they cry victim. It's crazy stinking thinking. Or if that doesn't work, friends, then what they do is they like to try to get you to believe that, you know, the homosexual community and the blacks, they're the victims. Well, the fact is, you look in California right now, it was the blacks that stood up against the homosexual issues concerning homosexual marriage. 7 million, to be exact, it was the black churches. As a matter of fact, it's the black churches that are standing up right now saying to Obama, you're going to lose our support because of your homosexual stance and because of the abortion issue. Because we're not stupid, the black communities are saying. Or they like to call it a civil rights issue, which, in fact, it has nothing to do with civil rights. And if you go back to the 60s, when we talk about MLK, who was a preacher, a Baptist preacher, but America, you know him as the civil rights leader. But in fact, he was not a civil rights leader. He was a preacher. You just had to ask him. Who labeled him? Well, if the state-run media wasn't labeling him a civil rights leader, then you had J. Edgar Hoover, who was threatened by MLK, who actually put a FBI jihad on them back in the 60s. He was the one doing all the smear campaigns, calling him a communism. Well, we found out J. Edgar Hoover was a homosexual as well. But aside of that, we hear this civil rights issue. Excuse me, civil rights issue. But friends, it's not a civil rights issue neither, because when a man is born black, he didn't make a choice to be black. When a man is born gay, he makes a choice to commit acts that are so debased and undescribable, I'm not even going to try painting a picture for you because you already know what they are. But during the amending of the 14th Amendment, Thaddeus Stevens said in debate on the floor over the 14th Amendment, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what arose from merit and conduct. In other words, the choices that you make, you're going to be judged by. See, when a man is born black, it wasn't his fault. When a man commits the act of lewdness and debauchery, and I don't even want to go there, he makes a choice to do that. And see, black folks don't like the homosexual communities. Just ask them, I got a lot of black friends, equating their sin to the black man's skin. They don't like him doing that. And see, they're losing steam on that one as well, folks. Or how about the Matthew Shepard lie? The Matthew Shepard lie is, well, it wasn't what it came across to be. As a matter of fact, ABC News even stood up against that and said, no, that's not what happened here. But the homosexual communities hope that you play the fool and the stooge or the useful idiot, that you just believe what you're told. Matthew Shepard getting killed had nothing to do with his sexual orientation. Now, if you go over to James Byrd as to why is there hate legislation or hate laws passed in our country, because white men lynched James Byrd. And so the homosexuals try to jump on it and say, hey, look at, they're doing the same thing to us. No, when in fact it's the homosexual community's friends that are attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. So again, what did Thaddeus Stevens say? Just to make the clarification between civil rights and a choice, because we're all born sinners and we're saved by grace. He said, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what arose from merit and from conduct. When I come back, I'm going to bring you over to Canada, friends, because in Minnesota right now, I think three or four different states right now, they're talking about homosexual marriage, but nobody's paying attention as to what happened over in Canada. I'm going to bring that to the light for you in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. www.sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com if you want to check us out online. Right before the break, folks, I was talking about what Thaddeus Stevens said on the debate floor over the 14th Amendment. The homosexual communities like to incite the word civil rights when in fact it has nothing to do with civil rights. It's an issue of law, friends. It's an issue of law, not civil rights. That's their foot in the door if they can get you believing that it's a civil rights issue. And when in fact it's a church issue as well. But Thaddeus Stevens said no distinction would be tolerated, let's put tolerated in the right perspective, in this purified republic, but what arose from merit and conduct. In other words, what you take upon yourself. And a side note before I get into this Canada article, because in the state of Minnesota, by the way, yours truly delivered this up. And I praise God for it because it came as revelation. Look to Canada. Look to Canada is the motto that we're seeing all over the states now. Interesting. So we just thank you, our affiliates. I wanted to thank all those guys out there that are putting our commentary out there on a nationwide basis because we're winning the day. I just appreciate you guys for taking a stand. You see that family is more important than tolerance. And it's backwards definition from backwards people. And you're willing to stand up and fight for them, praise God. God bless each and every one of you. I just wanted to share that with you. U.S. Army Brigadier General arrested on litany of sex charges, Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Here's your don't ask, don't tell. Just pay attention to the name, friends. Don't ask, don't tell. That sounds like that would come from a righteous, upright man, yeah? A title like that, don't ask, don't tell? No. An Army Brigadier General has been charged with forcibly sodomizing and other offenses after being sent home from Afghanistan. An emboldened criminal. An emboldened criminal. And shamefully, it just happens to be an Army Brigadier General. The Fayetteville Observer was the first to report Wednesday that Brigadier General Jeffrey A. Sinclair faces possible court-martial on charges that include forced sex, possessing pornography and alcohol while deployed, engaging in inappropriate relationships, and misusing a government travel charge card. Whoa, listen to this. Listen to what the crime, look at, listen to the friends, the crimes tagged along with this. Listen, Sinclair faces possible courts martial on charges that include forced sex, number one, sodomy, friends, possessing pornography. I thought this man was supposed to be leading up a war. Possessing pornography and alcohol while deployed, engaging in inappropriate relationships, and misusing a government travel charge card. Wow, crime follows those offenses, don't they, when they hate God? Interesting. Fort Bragg spokesman's Colonel Kevin, Areta, confirmed that charges were filed Wednesday morning. Well, now, well, you know what? So we have a homosexual Army Brigadier General who's been charged with forced sodomy, raping people. In the Army, the military. Well, good for you guys who just rolled over on that one. That's good. And so here we are. We see this on a daily basis, by the way. You go to WorldNet Daily, friends, you can see on a daily basis the crimes being committed by our teachers in public schools, too, towards children. Oh, and it's not just homosexual, it's heterosexual as well, which I'm just as offended at. Let's go over to Canada for a minute, shall we? Recently, a number of corporations who have touted themselves as family values, businesses have taken an outrageous stance in defiance of those values. Target, General Mills, Home Depot, JCPenney have run ads and campaigns in support of same-sex marriage laws. Not just same-sex, friends, also bestiality, might I add. Well, look, American families are doing their best to raise their children in a healthy environment. These businesses have partaken in promoting a lifestyle that has proven to be immoral, unnatural, unethical, and unsafe. They have, in essence, promoted the act of sodomy, which was illegal in every state up until 1961. In direct correspondence with God's biblical command since the foundation of the world, homosexuality was also considered a mental illness until 1973. And if you ever have them attack you, then you'll begin to understand what we're talking about. And despite the fact that the Center for Disease Control has acknowledged this behavior as dangerous, Target, General Mills, JCPenney, and Home Depot would like to make sure your children perceive sexual deviancy to be a healthy, happy, and a normal lifestyle for them to engage in. All right. Well, you know, I don't know if you guys back there support these guys anymore, but I don't. And it's not a boycott. It's not, hey, either change your ways or else. It's to me, if they're willing to initiate something like that in the first place, I have no time for them ever again. The question one must ask is, what happens to a nation that legalizes homosexual marriage and turns from the biblical command on this issue? So let's take a closer look at Canada, who supposedly legalized an illegal act, homosexual marriage, in 2005. Well, that year, the government in Alberta, Canada, told families that under Alberta's new Education Act, homeschoolers and faith-based schools will not be permitted to teach that homosexual acts are sinful as part of their academic program. Wow, I didn't know that was their purpose. I thought the government worked for the people there as well. But apparently they have the roles reversed. And now, friends, what they're doing is, because it was passed illegally, now the people in Canada are taking measures to reverse all of the things that have been illegally implemented onto them in their country. Paul Ferris of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association said, this is clearly signaling that they are in fact planning to violate the private conversations families have in their own homes. Who's doing the attacking, friends? A government that seeks that sort of control over personal lives should be feared and opposed. And sooner or later, it's going to be. You can only oppress a people for so long, friends. Only 1 year after homosexual marriage was passed in Canada, the Liberal Party of Canada proposed to lower the age of consent for anal sex to 14-year-old. Unfortunately, the pure innocence of children is not held in high esteem anymore in Canada. Children are made a prey both physically and spiritually by the homosexual agenda, and it's all done through force. Tolerance. love. And these are the people that are the victims. These are the victims' friends. These are the victims that are telling the people in Canada, you cannot teach your kids biblical foundations. You cannot teach your kids that homosexuality is wrong. Listen to the love and to the tolerance, friends. Listen to the victimization of these poor homosexuals as they're attacking the family, along with the governments and human rights commissions there. Wow, isn't that interesting? I bet you probably didn't know that over here in the United States, did you? Nope, that's why I'm here. I'm letting you know what it's really about. Mask off. Game over. Freedom of speech has been marred in Canada as well. In 2002, Alberta's pastor Stephen Boissonnière expressed his opinion that homosexuality is immoral and dangerous. Oh, notice it's the church they keep attacking. Notice it's the pastors they keep attacking. So in other words, these people are clearly at war with God. And it is a very bad, bad, bad place to put yourself, friends, on that side of the aisle. Boissonnière was ordered by the Alberta Human Rights Commission to desist from expressing his views on homosexuality in any sort of public forum. Oh, for all those sympathizers here in the United States, I just got to let you know something. You useful idiots. The homosexual agenda behind closed doors are trying to bring forth hate laws to shut you up from your opinions. A violation of the Bill of Rights, Article 1. But I bet you didn't know that, did you? You useful idiots. Oh, and not just you useful idiots that are sympathizers to the victim mentality of the homosexuals, but the homosexuals are the useful idiots as well. So you have two groups of useful idiots. Because what's behind them? Well, open up your eyes. The Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals. Who's right behind all these political battering rams, friends, and all these social agendas? Wake up and smell the coffee, yeah? Boissonnière was ordered by the Alberta Human Rights, not the government, friends, commission to desist from expressing his views on homosexuality in any sort of public forum and to pay homosexual activist Dr. Darren Lund $7,000 in damages. You have got to be out of your mind. Look to Canada, friends, concerning the homosexual issue. You're winning the day, hands down, 32 states. Every time it's gone to the people, easy. It's passed easy. And this is what they're trying to avoid. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. I'll pick up some of these calls right when I get back. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, talking about homosexual marriage, which has literally been snuffed out in 32 different states in our union, friends. I'm sorry we've come this far that it's even on a ballot. I was just talking about Canada and what's taking place over in Canada. Well, let me say this. When we look over to Canada, we can clearly see who they're after. They're God-haters, friends. They're attacking anybody. Here, for example, this sort of infringement of God-given rights did not only happen to Reverend Boissonnière. The Human Rights Commission in Canada has targeted, assaulting, attacking Catholic bishops, former homosexuals, and others who want to protect the institution of marriage as God ordained. These are the people that aren't decrying Sandusky. These are the people that are defending Larry Brinken, who was caught with child pornography on his website. Well, a little one-year-old and a three-year-old baby were being assaulted, saying, give it to that little bee. I can go on and on and on. These are the same people, friends, that are in gay pride parades going up and down the streets with none other than Harry Hay, icon from North American Man Boy Love Association, saying, sex before AIDS, sex before AIDS. But Bradley, that's so far out there. Let me go back to Canada just for one moment for you, friends. After it was implemented illegal into Canada, they began to target the church, homeschoolers. Then the Liberal Party of Canada proposed to lower the age consent for anal sex to 14 years old. Who in their right mind would do something like that? What is this really about? No wonder why our founding fathers didn't tolerate these crimes. Psalm 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget God. Well, I submit to you that when a nation removes the moral stop signs found in God's word, it will not be long before the nation reaps what it sows, the corruption, havoc, crime, and immorality, which leads to the ultimate destruction of a society. America has to learn from Canada's example of what not to do in regards to homosexuality. It's clear that our biblical foundation is under attack, not only by this administration and friends, Mr. Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, has brought forth 225 homosexuals into high federal positions in your government, including transvestites, including Alina Kagan, who's never judged a case a day in her life. Now she sits on the Supreme Court. She queerified Harvard, friends. Look into that story. You want to be horrified to how debased these people become? Go ahead and check that one out. I don't care who she is. She works for We the People, too. It is clear that our biblical foundation is under attack, but it's not yet completely lost because you are winning the day. Do your part, America. Protect your children. And I also want to tell you this. I have enough cop buddies around me that I just want to express to you that if anybody that you know is ever violated in any sense of the word and you are a child, I want you to contact the proper authorities. And if you need help, you'd be more than happy. I will make time to make sure that justice is brought forth. Rest assured. Not the kids, friends. Not the kids. Jace, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks.
You got it.
Yeah, you got a couple points, actually. I mean, you were talking about Canada, and you got a really good point there. It's like no nation, no civilization has ever survived homosexuality. It's a misnomer even to call it homosexual marriage, because it's not. I mean, it's just not biblically founded. It's not. Marriage is between a man and a woman and God. You know, government has no business even getting to that point. So the fact that it's even brought to a vote is ridiculous, like you were saying. But, I mean, all it takes is for people to stand up and make their voice heard. If everybody knew what everybody thought, this wouldn't be an issue, because so much of America, and it's been shown in 32 states, like you were saying, is so much against it. Like, even how many church families do you think probably bring their Starbucks to church on Sunday mornings? It's like, do something as simple as not shop at Starbucks or Target or Home Depot, you know, those places that you were mentioning. I mean, what percentage of their market do you think is quote-unquote Christian families? It's like, let's get something done here and make your voice heard, even if it's simple as, you know, going to a different coffee shop. You can make a difference.
Right.
I mean, everybody who stands up, I mean, there's so many ways to get the word out there.
What's interesting here is there's 312 million people in this country, and the state-run media is using less than 1.7% of the population. There's the odds for you right there.
There's your battering ram.
That's right. That's exactly
just
right.
One thing after another, and they're just going to keep pushing it and pushing it until they feel resistance. And all it takes is a little resistance. That's it.
Let them feel your steel, dog. Let them feel your steel.
Everybody just feels like, oh, my voice is never going to be heard because the news people,
not true,
they don't talk about me. It's just the opposite. They're the ones that are going to stand up and make a difference. It just takes the right leaders in the right place.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate your phone call. Now, in saying that, again, listen, 312 million people in this country, who's advocating this crimes against nature? Less than 1.7% of the population. What do you mean your voice isn't going to be heard? You're totally being heard. In every state, you're being heard. The homosexual radicals are now trying to get rid of the judges, friends. Why do they want to get rid of the judges? Unless, of course, they have a Vaughn Walker, who is a homosexual judge, who had to recuse himself. Or retire just in time, one of the two. But it's interesting, friends. Just look to Canada. That's my perspective. But in your backyard just recently, oh, my gosh. Homosexual activist Dan Savage. Oh, my gosh, friends. This boy just dodges anybody that knows what they're talking about. He dodges. They all do. They dodge people that know what they're talking about. It's kind of like on the issue of Muslims calling for the execution of homosexuals. It's interesting, too. Like, for example, and you heard me call Keith Ellison. That boy has been dodging me like a bullet. And again, I've shared this before. I would dodge me, too, if I was Keith Ellison. But the LGBT community, friends, has him as one of their presidents. It's unthinkable. It's unthinkable stuff, friends. These people are useful idiots in every sense of the word. Keith Ellison, your president? He dodges Bradley Dean, too. I would totally dodge Bradley Dean. I wouldn't want to talk to Bradley Dean on live radio, neither, if I was you, Keith. Oh, no, you grown feeders in Minneapolis. I could totally see why you avoid the topic, because then you would have to correct yourself, too, when you find out. And, by the way, you know what I say to you grown feeders is exactly right on the money. You know what I say is true. Because if that's not the case, where's Mr. Ellison, friends? Where's he at? My lines have been open for the last month and a half since I've called him. No phone call. Why? Why? Huh. I mean, if I was one of those LGBT members, I would want to know. So we can see what'll happen is the whole thing will be straightened out. The Muslims are really calling for the execution of homosexuals. What just happened to Mr. Stevens in Libya, the ambassador? He was a homosexual, right? He was sodomized before they killed him. Wow. Did you guys forget to bring that parallel about too? But here we got Dan Savage of the baser sort. Dan Savage, who earlier this year told students to ignore the bull crap in the Bible. That's not what he said. Expletive. Withdrawn. Now has unleashed a tirade at Family Research Council President Tony Perkins. Wait a second. Family Research Center was targeted just weeks ago when suspected gunman Floyd Lee Corkins entered the organization's headquarters and shot and injured a man serving as a guard. Listen to what I said, friends. Dan Savage's is attacking Tony Perkins, the president of FRC. Tony Perkins' guard on the street level entry was shot by a homosexual advocate, or I'm sorry, an activist that seen FRC on Southern Poverty Law Center's website as a hate group for telling the truth. But they forgot to look into the SPLC, didn't they, that used to support the KKK, which, by the way, is a Democratic arm, the KKK, Ku Klux Klan. But FRC was targeted just weeks ago when suspected gunman Floyd Lee Corkins entered the organization's headquarters and shot and injured a man serving as a guard. The gunman reported that he had been a volunteer in a gay community center and made reference to the FRC's Bible-based position on homosexuality. Who are they at war with? God. They're at war with your republic, friends, at war with your constitution. Our constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. Second president, first president said this, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. They're at war with your foundations. Everything about us, friends. It was during a recent fall 2012 Lyceum series at Winona State University in Minnesota when Savage accused Perkins and other Christians of wanting homosexuals dead. Wow, this sounds a lot like Rachel Maddow. Yes, the same thing. The same accusation. Friends, what they're guilty of, they accuse you of. You need to understand this. Dan Savage is the same radical homosexual who said on HBO he wished all Republicans were blanking dead. In 2006, this sick-minded Dan Savage said that a particular candidate for Senate should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Friends, that is hate crimes legislation on its face, on its head. What am I saying? That's how the black man, James Byrd, was killed by four white men or three white men. He just said, should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. That's what they did to the black man. This is what Dan Savage is saying to anybody that doesn't agree with him, namely his political opposition. When he was on Bill Maher's show, he said, I sometimes think about blanking the blank out of Santorum. I think he needs it. Let's bone that Santorum. I'm up for whipping up some Santorum in Santorum. The only thing stopping his blank from being put in Brad Pitt's mouth is a piece of paper. These are the kind of people that are accusing heterosexuals, the church, and others that don't agree with homosexuality of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com talking about Mr. Radical Dan Savage. Hey, now, guys, I'm looking at you over there, listeners. Now, if I was Dan Savage, I'd want to avoid Bradley Dean, too, in every sense of the word. If I was Rachel Maddow, like when she said that I was calling for the advocacy of homosexuals, and then we called MSNBC. I never shared this with anybody on the radio, but we called MSNBC right after she made her accusation. But see, she pulled up a disclaimer that said Bradley's not really advocating the homosexual, you know, the execution of homosexuals. No, no, no. That's not what I said. And she knows that's not what I said. But MSNBC never took the time to respond because they don't want me there. And I'm not trying to be a hard guy, friends, but they don't want people that know the deception involved. They don't want them people debating. They just want to take shots. They want to give it to the state-run media, and they want to do their best to smear everybody. See, what happens is the homosexual community, because of your cruelty, let me tell you something, friends, our ranks, they swell daily. Our ranks swell daily because of your cruelties and because of your lies. And this is why the state-run media is going broke. This is why they have a 21% approval rating. But they keep doing it and doing it. Friends, let me tell you something. This, what's going on in your country right now, is desperation. This is desperation. They're scared to death that you are awakening to their deceptions, which you are, hands down. And it's time for you to stand up and know what this is all about. And I say this again, look to Canada. Look to Canada. If you'd like to go to Media Research Center, you can. It's posted. Our video is. By the way, they're using this all over the country right now. And good for them, because this is what it is about. It's about attacking anybody that doesn't agree with their immoral lifestyle. They want to turn everybody against heaven is really what they want to do. But let me get back to Dan Savage. He's bravely standing up in some forum. Oh, by the way, he's Obama's handpicked little homosexual that goes around and instigates and agitates people. He's the guy that wants all Republicans blanking dead. If I was the homosexual community, I'd get as far away from this guy as I possibly could. He's not helping your cause. And again, friends, let me reiterate this. I deal with the radicals. In 2006, Savage said that a particular candidate for Senate should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. Look at the contradiction, friends. He said that he thinks about blanking Santorum, this homosexual radical, handpicked by Obama. Let's bone that Santorum. I'm up for whipping up some Santorum in Santorum. He also said the only thing stopping his blank from being put in Brad Pitt's mouth is a piece of paper. Wow, he's a real bold one, isn't he? He's bold in front of his friends, in front of his state-run media and his radical friends, but he doesn't know how to respond to somebody that knows the game. And they call this love. They call themselves victim as they perpetuate and assault and assail anybody that doesn't agree with them. Totalitarianism, friends. Nothing new under the sun. This is also the guy that licks doorknobs. And I kid you, negative, he licks doorknobs. And the homosexuals get behind this guy. Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa. A little side note, all you little cheesy professed Christians out there, get a pencil. I want to give you something real quick. Because you probably haven't read your Bible. I want to bring you through it so you know what Scripture says. You say you love God, we'll see how much you love God. Earlier this year, Savage was in Seattle to speak about anti-bullying. By the way, that is nothing more than the reaffirmation of the homosexual lifestyle in public schools. Instead, Savage, he used his podium to bash Christians so severely that he drove 100 students out of the auditorium. Folks, the kids were laughing at him, just so you know. He was bullying everybody in that public setting at a journalist course while he was decrying bullies. See? Savage lost into an attack on the Bible, saying people often point out that they can't help it. They can't help with the anti-gay bullying. Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Savage. When a man steals and he says he was born that way, is there no consequence for breaking the law? When a man lies, should we just tell him that that's okay, you can lie? When a man kills, should we just say, no, I was born this way? And the judge should look at him and sympathize with him. And your mentality is that when the judge pronounces a sentence on the criminal that broke the law, that the judge is a bully for doing so. Where's the love? Let me show you where the love is. The love is, and the mercy is, as to what the judge pronounces on the criminal by the breaking of the law. So it doesn't spread to others, so they don't have to be violated by them criminals neither. How ridiculous to say that we overlook judgment because of kindness. Well, let me tell you something. Then love wounds itself by killing justice, and we don't kill justice. But you have a system of socialist commies, a small portion of them in this country that are willing to go ahead and just produce as much lawlessness and crime as they possibly can so they can bring in a new order. For all you little cheesy professed Christians, read 1 Kings 14:11-12. That was Asa. Go to Jehoshaphat, 1 Kings 22:43. Go to Josiah, 2 Kings 23:7. All these kings got rid of the Sodomites. They drove them out of the land. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Jude 7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. But there's those that want to go ahead and dare the justice of God. Okay. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. Leviticus 20:13 says the same thing, and then you can read in the New Testament Romans 1:24. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. The homosexual activist group Southern Poverty Law Center, by the way, who supported the KKK, has been called to task by public school administrators across the nation for falsely listing schools as participants in Mix It Up Day without authorization or permission. Mix It Up Day is an entry-level diversity program designed specifically by Southern Poverty Law Center to establish the acceptance of homosexuality into public schools, including elementary and junior high schools. You already get, folks, you get the picture that I'm painting here for you, right? By the facts, by the way, not my opinion. Many school administrators were offended to learn that their school was listed as a participating school on the SPLC website. Oh, you mean everybody's not swallowing the pill? No, a whole mess of people ain't swallowing the pill, friends. What do you think every time someone just opposes the homosexual lifestyle and everybody's just going to bend the knee because they use the media as bullies to put everybody into submission? What do you think the republic is made or established by a bunch of cowards, friends? Not. And let me remind you of something, that it's not going to be cowards that are going to maintain our republic, friends. So the SPLC is being exposed for lying once again in the homosexual communities again, using these people that support the KKK to advocate their crimes against nature. Because that's what they are. Oh, my goodness, friends. Let's go back to Mr. Dan Boy, Mr. Savage. Oh, he sounds like a real hard guy, doesn't he, Mr. Savage? Huh? Man, maybe Savage should get into a ring with somebody that knows what they're talking about. And maybe, I don't know, maybe he can pick on somebody outside of someone in high school. You think so? I mean, he's got a big mouth. He doesn't know when to shut his mouth. He talks big. But usually when you have people like that, friends, it means that there's nothing behind him. And then his case, the only thing he's got behind him is a state-run media and a corrupt administration, friends. Okay, now you're bringing me back to this SPLC thing, friends. The schools ordered their names to be taken off the list immediately. SPLC busted again, friends. Oh, by the way, there's also allegations with Morris D that he violated his own kids. Allegations, of course. Hey, ground feeders, alleged. Alleged. Just wanted to make sure we got you right. Are you getting my picture, friends, or what, huh? This Dan Savage said Tony Perkins and Family Research Council are responsible for every dead gay kid, and he said it's a victory for the Family Research Council. Folks, that's too far. That's criminal. And we'll see what's going to take place in the days ahead. Keep in mind, it was a homosexual that went in there and shot up Family Research Center. Now you have Dan Savage accusing the president of Family Research Council that he is responsible for all the dead gay kids. No, it's not the heterosexuals that are confusing the kids. The man acts like a man and the woman acts like a woman, friends. Folks, I love you by what I do. I will talk to you in 23 hours. Got much more to say. I'm going to stay this topic as long as I need to. As I promised, 1 John 3:18, see ya!
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.